WGIL.
517 in Galesburg's Evening News. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Again, glad to be back after having last week off. And apparently I had a lot to say in that first segment because I wasn't here for a week. Oh, well, that's okay. A lot of good and perhaps maybe mixed, we might say, a little bit economic development news here. But we'll start with the good first. That's why we brought in Ken Springer, the president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me on. I got to tell you, you're tossing me a segue on the T-ball industry and one-day work weeks.
Is there such a thing as a T-ball industry? Tell me that right now.
There is, and we're pursuing them aggressively. No, I mean, that's like the all-time weirdest segue ever.
Got you saying that on tape, Ken. I just want you to know that. To be fair, there were a couple of commercials mixed in, so it's not like it was a hard segue where, you know, I said stupid things for 5 minutes and then went right to you.
No, you just got my brain thinking in different directions. But this is good. You've softened me up, so now you can fire away.
Are you looking at any businesses that are hiring people for 1 day a week jobs?
Yeah, that's a really weird question. I mean, I remember my formative years working, you know, my first few jobs and just saying, well, this is dumb. I'm coming in for 6 to 8 hour shifts. Like, can I just knock out, you know, 24 hours straight and just be done with it? But it sounds like the survey or the study you're talking about is a little bit different than that.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, like I said, I think the headline was misleading. But, you know, certainly, I guess if you're going from not being in the workplace to being in the workplace, that would probably be a good thing for you if that's what you're looking for, either if you've been unemployed or you spend all day taking care of wrangling kids and whatnot, you know?
Yeah, certainly an interesting question.
Yeah, definitely. The interesting question we have now is there's a bookstore coming to downtown Galesburg once again, I should say, and not far from where the last bookstore was.
No, and I think it's a really, really cool piece of news. So the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, we're really, really happy to have had a chance to work with a couple of entrepreneurs, Terry and her husband, John Parks. They're going to be opening a business called Wordsmith Bookshop, and that's going to be located in the former space that Ride and Run used to occupy downtown. Mm-hmm. And they're planning to open in mid-August, and I think it's going to be a really good project.
It's before I ask about that specifically, I think that's probably good that space that was just vacated not so long ago is already getting some new use.
Absolutely, and a beautiful space. I mean, without question, anybody that's been in there can just tell that it's just a gorgeous space downtown. And I think what Wordsmith is going to bring to the downtown area is some product offering that's frankly, every town needs a bookstore, and I don't know about you. I'm a reader. I love indie bookshops, and what Terry and John are going to bring to this community is going to be really cool.
I read all day for a living, so you know, by the end of the day, I just don't want to do it. No, I'm kidding. But you say that, though, but we had a book, somewhat of a bookstore in town for a good long time in Stone Alley, and that closed up because of, you know, various factors, and I think it was getting difficult for them to stay open. So what would make something like this different than something like that?
Well, I always think the printed word is going to be a viable industry even in this age of digital distribution. But mm-hmm. I think one of the big differentiators is if you look at what Wordsmith plans on offering, they're going to have I think she said 1,500 different magazine titles.
Really?
Yeah, and I love that because I'm the kind of person, like, anytime I travel, like, I'm always, you know, going to grab the Popular Science or the Popular Mechanics or whatever, you know, from the airport stands. And if I can get that locally and not have to pay, you know, $8 for an issue at O'Hare, then I'm all about it.
I used to, on a friend of mine's birthday every year, I would go to a bookstore and I would go through the magazine section and I would find what seemed to be the most ridiculous subject matter based clean, mind you, magazine I could find, and that would be his birthday gift from me. And, you know, like, he would get everything from, you know, horse wrangling to, you know, being an urban cowboy or something like that every year for me. I guess, you know, I like, and that probably speaks larger to just even going in and looking around a bookstore, especially one that you said will have 1,500 different magazine titles, 59 different genres of books, possibly. That's a lot of time you can spend just, you know, just browsing, if anything else.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a big inventory. And yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I remember growing up going to the bookstores that were in my hometown in Southwest Michigan, and And yeah, you know, cross the next two or three hours off your list because you're going to find something that was interesting. And if nothing else, you can spend a couple hours browsing. And again, that's exactly the kind of thing we want to have downtown, right? We want to have these – we want to have retailers that encourage people to stop and look around and browse. And I just think this is going to be a perfect fit for downtown Galesburg.
John and Terry Parks are going to be the owners of this bookstore. How did you come across them and talk a little bit about them?
So we've been working with mainly with Terry for probably 6 months at this point. Oh. I first met her actually at an entrepreneurship mixer that our organization put on along with the Galesburg Community Foundation.
This success.
Is one, yeah, it was one we did it at the Hidden Hills Winery yeah. in January, like right in the middle of that cold snap. And mm-hmm. we had a number of entrepreneurs show up, and that was the first time I'd met Terry in person. I think we might have exchanged a few emails prior to that. But you know, she's a tenacious entrepreneur. She's really driven, really well organized, and I think she's going to be really successful.
She had managed a former bookstore in West Burlington, Iowa, that closed. What kind of, from your perspective, made her want to jump from managing a bookstore to owning one?
I think it's just a passion for the industry, and Terry will tell you that herself. I mean, she is a expert on books. She loves the printed word. And again, I think these are just factors that are going to make Wordsmith Bookshop be so successful.
How important is something like that to a community the size of Galesburg from your perspective? And again, I ask that because I'm still kind of hung up on this idea that there have been a few bookstores in town, either chains or locally owned, that ultimately didn't make it over the years.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's always apples to apples. I mean, it really depends on the selection that the operator curates, you know, how wide that selection is, what they specialize in, that sort of thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's an apples to apples comparison. And certainly, I mean, this is an entrepreneur that knows the industry that she's in. So,
So again, they're looking at opening mid-August.
Yep, that's the plan.
And hiring a few people, it looks like.
Yep. They've got a Facebook online right now. You can follow them, and there'll be all kinds of. I'm sure once we get to the point where the doors are ready to open, we'll be all kinds of hullabaloo and announcements. So you can follow the Wordsmith Bookshop's Facebook page, and we'll be posting similar content through the KCAP Facebook page as well.
Are they having to do any work to that space that Ride and Run was in ahead of opening, or just kind of moving stuff around?
Yeah, there'll be some work that's done. I mean, it was already set up for a retail mm-hmm. Retail configuration, so a lot of it's going to be putting like shelves in inside that and that sort of thing. But the space was and will be gorgeous. So
absolutely,
yeah,
for sure. Talking with Ken Springer of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. The news came out today officially. Either employees, some knew or some didn't know, we're not sure, but Sirloin Stockade closed down after, you know, it's certainly understandable why. I mean, the owner wanted to retire from being a business owner for a long time, but something like that, does that leave a mark on a community like this?
I don't know if it leaves a mark. I mean, certainly it's unfortunate for the employees of Sirloin Stockade, and obviously we wish the best for them as they transition to new careers. I mean, fortunately, there's a number of companies hiring in the area. Yeah, I mean, from what I've read, and I don't have any special knowledge of this, from what I've read, what you had presented about the owner wanting to retire is what I have heard. And, mm-hmm. You know, ultimately, I think that site and that building are in a very viable spot in the community. And I don't have the sense that that's going to stay vacant for too long, just with the traffic counts that go by there, the visibility from Henderson Street and US 34. That's a really nice restaurant location. It's a good, the building's in really good shape. So my hope is to see some interest in another restaurant possibly locating there.
And I think about that because of, again, what we've seen with a couple of parts of the mall, especially with a potential quote unquote convention center being located in the former Bergner's, the discount warehouse retailer. That's
yeah, Galesburg Warehouse Bargains, yeah.
And that and everything in the old Walmart area off of North Henderson. As we've talked time and again, that area, really a good portion of Henderson Street now is really kind of getting revitalized, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of redevelopment happening. And of course, you go a little bit further up Henderson Street, and you got the beautiful dealership up there, and the new Planet Fitness, and
right.
Yeah, it's definitely is. There's a lot of viability in that area. And again, I don't think that this restaurant's closure had anything to do overall with the economy or anything like that. It's just circumstances where that business is time was up. But I'm very optimistic about that particular piece of real estate. I think that'd be a fantastic location for a number of different types of restaurants or retail.
I think I saw a published report that the asking price for that property was about $1.5 million. That's not an insignificant amount of cash.
No, and it's got a lot of ground out there too. I think the site's almost 2 acres, which yeah. I mean is a big site, plenty of parking. So.
What else do you have coming down? And I guess maybe kind of to circle back that mixer that you and the chamber had here in January, and I know did you just have or are having another one in Monmouth?
We just did one in Monmouth in mid-May at Market Alley Wines, and that was same kind of thing. Just a mixer for entrepreneurs. We'll probably do another one sometime before the end of the year. We find that the business is really just like getting together and talking to other business owners.
But I say that because, again, as you said, the owners of this new bookshop, you met at one of those events. So that's – if that's an idea of success, then, you know, it sounds like maybe you'll get more of that here as the more you do those. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool outcome. I mean, part of the reason why we do that is we want to meet other entrepreneurs, and we have entrepreneurs that attend these events that we don't know, and it's a great chance to meet them and find out if we can be of assistance to them.
How are things going otherwise? I have a lot of other things coming down the pike, I guess.
Yeah,
I know you won't actually tell me about any of them, but
It's business has really been picking up in the last couple of weeks, which is great. We've got a big event coming up at the end of July, on July 30th. We're going to be hosting our third quarter Our Economy Update Luncheon.
Great.
And we're bringing in a speaker from the Chicago Federal Reserve Bank.
Oh, my goodness. I was just up in Chicago one day last week, and I think about, you walk past the Federal Reserve building there every time. That's fantastic.
Yeah, they have a whole bevy of different economists and speakers, and I can't remember last time we've had a Federal Reserve person in this region. So
no.
hoping that anybody that's interested in seeing their outlook on what the economy is going to look like for the remainder of 2019, come check it out. We're also partnering for that same event with the Illinois Manufacturers Association, which does a lot of lobbying, and they're sort of the voice for the Illinois manufacturing industry in Springfield. And so we're working with them on that event. So hopefully it's going to be the biggest one we've done yet. So that's going to be on July 30th. If you're interested, you can visit the KCAP webpage or call us at 343-1194 to book your seats.
I'll have you back before then to talk a little bit more about it too.
Sure. That'd be cool.
All right, Ken Springer, president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Thanks for coming in once again, and thanks for all you do for the area.
Well, thanks for having me on.